It finished Port Albert Town 0, Gap Connorsky 4 at the Gen Quip on Sunday afternoon. Jay Catton, temporary manager of Gap Connorsky. This managerial act's easy, isn't it?
I wish it was easy. It's been a tough week. Obviously, with Alan moving on, it was fantastic for the club, and you know, just want to thank Alan. He's been great for myself and the players. Been a fantastic job. But you know, we grouped together. It was a big week. We had a good League Cup win, 5-3 against Carnarvon in extra time. I think that was really what galvanised the team coming into this weekend. And I think with Port Talbot today, it was a big result for us. Big game and a really, really good performance.
You played well, obviously, but not many people would have seen a 4-0 victory coming before a ball was kicked this afternoon.
No, I don't think we did, to be honest. You know, we know what Port Talbot are about. We did a lot of research on them. In fairness to them, that they're missing a lot of players at the moment. You know, that we obviously with Kai Mohammed and Cortez leaving, I think we've seen that Chris Jones was injured. But we felt that we had enough today that could make a competitive game out of it, give it a good go. But we were under no illusions of how tough the task was today.
You're at the very foot of the table before a ball was kicked this afternoon. You're going to Newtown next weekend. That could take you into the top six.
Yeah, and I think that's how crazy the league is. And it's great how the league is, because it's so competitive. Every game is a cup final, because anyone could beat anyone in this league. But I do think you're correct in that. You know, we were aware of that coming into the game. We were aware we were bottom. Players had to be aware of that. We were the only team to not have a clean sheet, which we've got today, which is great. And like you said, the 3 points and potentially, depending on how results go, if we get a win at Newtown, to go top six. But that's, I think it's clear with all the clubs involved that you can never get too carried away, because it's a crazy league this year, crazy.
You're in charge temporarily last season at the Deeside Stadium. Again this week, and it's been good for you with the World Cup victory and the first victory in the Dafabet Welsh Premier League. You know what the next question is going to be. Have you got any aspirations for that to become a permanent role?
Yeah, I think 100%. That's what I aim to be. You know, a Welsh Premier League manager. Whether that's the right time currently, you know, the problem is that with this full-time scholarship, the academy, the brand new 3G at the club, there's a lot going on, which I'm in a lot of sort of parties of. And the thing is, the anyone who's a full-time manager, a Welsh Premier manager, in my opinion, can only be committed to that. And I think that's where I struggle. But, you know, my services are fully available for the new manager coming in. And if I can still be part of the first team staff when he comes in, you know, it'll be a great opportunity for me to work under someone else. And as always, we'll give everything for the club that we can do to make sure this great club of ours succeeds as much as it can.
Jake Adam, congratulations and thanks for your time.
Brilliant. Cheers, man. Thank you.